Breakfast with Kuleka Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
It's 17 minutes to go before we hit the 7 o'clock mark, and you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Lots that's been happening in the world of business and finance, and of course, so much so that we do want to keep you abreast of the latest ways that you can expand on your investment horizons and investment opportunities that do exist in South Africa and beyond. So today, our wealth creation feature takes us back to a conversation that we did touch on last year, this time around when it comes to coin collecting as a good investment. You might recall that we've previously spoken to the managing director of the South African Mint, who gave us some insight into the first coin that was launched in the second series of the country's Big Five collectibles. Well, this time around, the second coin has been issued, and of course, it's a lion, and this does follow the growth and the prospects in terms of investment opportunities and just collectibles that South Africans can act participate in. So joining us this evening is our guest, Hani Mamabolo, who is the Managing Director of South African Mint. Thank you so much for your time today, Osani.
Hi, Google. Compliments. I know people say you mustn't say Happy New Year in March. I struggle to follow the calendar. So compliments of the year.
I like that. I absolutely love that. And compliments to you too. All the best for the remainder of 2022. And it almost seems as though it's gotten off to a resounding start for yourself and your colleagues at SA Mint with the launch of the second coin in our second series of the Big Five collectibles.
Yes, certainly. It's always exciting for us when we launch these collector coins, in particular in celebration of our Big Five, and this time the king and the pride of the nation.
Yeah, I think take us further into this, because the last time we did spoke, we had to decipher between the coins that are investables and coins that are collectibles, and there's a play between the two that we do need to be mindful of as a reminder to our listeners.
Yes, and you know, Gugu, as those listeners that didn't come through when we spoke in November, I always take the opportunity to highlight the three types of coins.
Yes,
that the Mint makes. First is circulation coins, and which are the coins that we use as part of the circulation and the change we get when we buy goods in store. Why I start with these? There is a notion that these, especially like last year, we made the commemorative coin, which was celebrating 100 years of the Reserve Bank. And in other years, we made the Mandela series. And we also made coins that celebrate 25 years of South Africa's constitutional democracy in 2019. Due to the special edition of the coin, there is a notion amongst the members of the public that those coins carry more value. I just want to take this opportunity to emphasize once more that those coins are utility coins, even though they commemorate an event or a legend, they carry the face value of the coin.
Sense. So you can transact.
Right.
Very important.
Yes. So the five rand that we made last year celebrating the Reserve Bank is a five rand. You know, so the only value it carries is five rand. And then we have, I'll end with collectible coins, which we are discussing today.
Yes.
Then the Mint also makes the leading bullion brand, being Kruger Rand. And Kruger Rand, in a sense, is investing in gold in a coin form. Mm-hmm. So that is an investment coin. Gotcha. And then you have these coins, which we have launched as part of the second series, and we are celebrating launching the line, which is collector's coin. I think, and last time, I equated them to collectors of art.
Yes.
Right? Usually, they are limited in addition, and the mintage are usually quite low. This is to enhance, you know, the value and the collectability. And there is a community of collectors who then understand the dynamics, and they hold them for long. And in time, they are tradable among collectors, but they are not as fluid as an investor. Coins such as a bullion.
Exactly. Very important for us to highlight that and, of course, create a clear understanding of the opportunities that do exist, given the three coins you highlighted, those that are circulated, the Kruger Rands, which is investing in gold in a coin form, and, of course, these collectibles, as you say, having a unique item that one is able to share and admire, I guess, with their family and their loved ones. Many might ask the question, as we said, this is a big five collectible coins. This is the second coin that's been launched following the initial one. What's the uptake been so far from South Africans and, of course, the various levels of interaction and engagement, because I'm aware that there's different price points as well for collectible coins.
Yes, these the Big Five series, and hence we've launched the second series, has been one of our most popular collector coin items, both among the locals as well as the export market. And as you indicated, they range, you know, from a pricing perspective, anything from just below 1,000 rand to anything up to 100,000. Why is that? It's because you've got different metals in them. Being silver, you've got gold, and as well as platinum. And based on the intrinsic value, plus a premium based on the design and the uniqueness, that's what people go for. You know, it's quite, I mean, the work that we've done with this series, as I've indicated last time that I was in your studio, is that it allows collectors to build a herd, right? Yes. And that is what makes them popular. You know, the demand for the coins is quite high, and you know, given the constraints that sometimes we've experienced based due to operating in a pandemic, you know, it's been difficult to fully meet the demand. But once again, these kind of coins are driven by low mintage versus volumes, as we do with the other coins, which are high volume.
Yeah. Makes sense. And I think for many, we already might be intrigued as well behind the backstory. Previously, you also explained the kind of materials that are used. And I guess many might also be intrigued by the minting process itself, how long it takes, the quality control assessment to make sure that by the time it lands into our hands and our collector's boxes, we've literally got a, you know, a product of beauty that can be admired.
Certainly, you know, Google, you know, the process starts from the design, you know, ensuring that you know, the art form in design, it can be replicated in metal form, you know. So to think that a coin such as what we see, including the circulation coins, that start from a drawing, and then we develop then the coin and make sure that we have the technical capability in development. It usually takes us a year, the development process, before we can even launch a coin, a year to 18 months to develop a coin to a point where it's ready to launch. There is repeatability, there is superior quality, and we now begin to make them for the market.
Very true. If you've just joined our conversation, we are speaking to Hani Mamabolo, who is giving us some insight into the second coin that has been launched by the South African Mint. That's the second coin in the second series of the country's Big Five collectible coins. And from what we understand, it's a lion this time, right? The king of the pride, leader of the pride, and of course, that being featured as a new collectible coin that one can actually have an opportunity to get their hands on at different price points, offering one an opportunity to really be able to collect this coin. And quite important that one understands that SA Mint does create and mint a number of various coins, those that are in distribution, and of course for utility coins, in other words, those that you use for payment, understanding the Kruger Rand as well, an opportunity for you to invest in gold in coin form, and of course collectibles, which is what we are discussing here today. Also, Hani, you've given us an amazing perspective in terms of the uptake, in terms of the background platform, and of course the opportunities that exist. But I guess to intrigue the mind of our listeners even more, who are keen to collect, are happy to participate, many might still be asking, okay, so in future, is there any particular value that one can derive from this, or even participate in perhaps various exchanges of collectible coins, given their rarity and their presence at the moment?
Yes, Google, you know, and as part of the digital age, you know, the Mint is participating as part of the Mint of Finland in a digital app for collectors, you know, where both the coins that the Mint sell and other countries collector coins can be accessed by a people who participate in the app. But these, I mean, as a start, to collect, you need to buy, right? And those that are interested can access the Mint through our online email being collectibles at samint.co.za. On the website, we also have a number, but also we have a shop on the Mint,
yes,
which due to the levels of the pandemic, we had shut Coin World, and we do allow walk-in visits, but also we take online orders. At this stage, we haven't fully reopened our Coin World to the public due to where we are in terms of national state of disaster. But once the risk of the pandemic and we are managing the issue of density on site, people are can come, collectors, to buy. And also at the Mint, we've got an on-site museum that helps members of the public understand the coin manufacturing process.
Mm. I find that quite intriguing. So it also helps us in terms of teaching young ones about the importance of coins and, of course, the history behind the South African Mint Company and, of course, the procedures that have been followed there. Thank you so much for giving us an update on where we can find you, Osani. I guess just to wrap up with and very briefly, for those who might still look for a store or prefer viewing it in person, can we perhaps make an appointment or find ways of interacting with the SA Mint in order to do this in person? Instead of just completing sales via online?
Yes, as I said, once the risk is lessened, we do welcome members of the public as walk-ins. And from an educational or getting collectors early as they grow, we do have schools that write in and they book and they come for a tour. And with that, it's trying to inculcate the art of collecting or numismatics, as we call it, from a young age.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time, Osani. Really appreciate it. And, of course, looking forward to more details that will be shared in terms of the third coin that will be launched and others that will follow. You keen to break some news as to what we can expect and when, anytime soon? Or should we keep looking out for the headlines as to what's next?
No, I think let's focus on making sure that the lion performs, and next time when we relaunch, hopefully I'll be in studio again.
Yes.
And thanks once again, Gugu, and your listeners. We hope we'll get more collectors and investors in these coins.
Definitely. As always, it's a pleasure speaking to you and really appreciate you giving us some time and clarity and, of course, some more insight into key themes around the world of investments and I guess just getting an understanding of the South African Mint and the various coins that it produces. Thank you again. That's Hani Mamabolo, who is the Managing Director of the South African Mint, talking us and giving us a reminder of the collectible coins that have been launched. A reminder that this is similar to art, so something that you collect, you keep, you admire, engage and indulge in the story behind it, and of course even have an opportunity to exchange this with some peers across the globe. But of course there are Kruger Rands, which offer you an investment opportunity, literally investing in gold in a coin format, and of course understanding that there are some coins that are made primarily for utility, such as commemorative coins, primarily that are used as the value that they reflect on the coin itself. So if you do begin researching, do be mindful of what it is that you're collecting, what it is that you invest in, and of course storage and a few other themes that speak to it. That's our wealth creation feature for today. It's 3 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's get your latest and final traffic update for today.
Kaya Talk.
People are really divided on a lot of things.
My